Hey, folks, before we get started with the homemade broadcast this week, I just wanted to tell you quickly about NTT Fitness and NTTFitness.com. That is a full health mecca. I tell you what, located in Pinellas Park, you got group fitness classes, you got a gymnasium, you got people that will hold you accountable for your own fitness goals, and they have an excellent meal prep service. Now, I know you can cook your own food. I get it. You know how to do it. Wouldn't it be nice to have some variety, though, and it's delivered right to your door? You can get your entire Sunday back. You don't have to worry about it. It shows up on Sunday night, and then you just put it in the fridge, and you got food for the week. It is awesome. I've been using it for a few weeks, and I absolutely love it. I want you to try it out. Use code LEVELUP15. That's the homemade broadcast code at checkout, and you'll get 15% off your first order, NTTFitness.com. All right, let's start the show.
Beach, Rock, Rock Park, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Come on.
Michael, come on. You don't have to worry. I'm not worried. To HR.
You know what? The only thing I am worried about is getting a boner.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hello, I'm world-famous television news broadcaster Brendan McLaughlin, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast. That makes you really smart.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com. Welcome to the program. My name is William Koontz. It's another show. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line here. I don't feel good. Can you tell? I wonder if you can just tell. Just by someone, you kind of can, right? When somebody's not feeling well, when you're on the phone with them or something, and you just go, are you okay? And they go, yeah, they're always lying. There's always something wrong with them. I did it to myself. I have nobody but me to blame for my issue that I have today. I was in a pinch, crushed for time, and I decided to eat fast food for lunch. I had to get a little something in my tum-tum because I was feeling a little woozy. And, if I don't eat for an hour and a half, I'm not myself. So I had to make sure I got something to shove it in my belly immediately because that's just what I do. And many Americans do it, and that's why we have an obesity problem in our country. But I was hungry, and you get these. I don't know about you, but I'm not only broke but cheap. So I love a good value, and Burger King sends out, in the ads, the red plums every week, they'll send out coupons for their food, which any normal person goes, I'm going to recycle that or throw it in the garbage. But me, I go, no, I'll hold on to it. Every week I pull it out. I hardly ever use it. It's only in case of emergencies for this thing, for these coupons. And I found myself in an emergency situation. And really, I got to tell you, Burger King's the only place where you can get a deal on food, real value on food. Now, unfortunately, the downside is that you have to eat at Burger King. Not the best. Any fast food place is better than Burger King. Sorry, Wendy's better. McDonald's better. Taco Bell, my fave, way better. Arby's, guess what? I'm not afraid to say it, better. I can't think of one that is not better than Burger King. However, if I could save myself a dollar and I'm 2 days away from payday, guess what I'm going to do? And I have a coupon. I'm going to go to Burger King. And that's what I did. And I got, they had this deal. It was like not $8 or something. And it was two Whoppers, two fries, two drinks. Now, I know what you're thinking. No, I did not eat all of that. But I got the other sandwich and the fries and the drink for a coworker. But then I did get 10 extra nugs added on to that order, some chicken nuggies, because they were a dollar. And again, I'm saving the money on the coupon. Might as well get some nugs out of the deal. That's a great value. $1.49 for 10 nuggets? Yeah. Let's do it. I'm in. And then I went back and ate that. And then, on top of that, what do you think I got to drink? Normally, unsweet iced tea if I'm going to somewhere like that. Unsweet. I don't want any sugar. Sugar is the real enemy here. Everybody knows that we're fighting a war against sugar. We're fighting a war on drugs. We should be fighting the war on sugar. No, I went, you know what? I'm eating 10 nuggets, a Whopper, and a fry. I might as well just get a Coke. I'm not going to do the Diet Coke thing. That's what my coworker does. She wanted a Diet Coke. So I got her a Diet Coke. But I'm not going to do that. If you're going in, I'm going full tilt. I'm face first sliding in the home plate on this thing. All in. Shh, look out. And I'm paying the price today. I don't feel good. I feel sleepy. I don't feel like my normal self. But we're going to get through this, okay? We are. We got a great show for you today. We're going to be talking about later on. I had a what year is it moment when I got a knock at my door on Saturday morning. And we're going to talk about that in bedtime a little later, next segment. And then we got... on Stay Woke, we were talking about, what were we talking about? The Baltimore thing. Trump's tweets about Baltimore. I know everybody's just full of crap on this stuff. It's really exhausting. See, I just burped. You probably didn't hear it. Didn't need to tell you that. But, yeah, this is what we're dealing with today, folks. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. HMBradio.com is the website. If you go there, you can get local news now. Yeah, I'm covering things. If you've been on the Skyway, there's new lights on it. You'll find out what those are. I wrote something about it. Just go to hmbradio.com/news and you'll find up-to-date info about that. And they go up periodically through the week. If you enjoy this show and this podcast, maybe you just listen on Radio St. Pete, we have a HMB Sides, I call it, podcast that goes up either on Thursday, and I'll probably start releasing them on Friday, actually. But right now it's going up on Thursdays, or it's a little bit extra content, an extra podcast, a bonus episode, if you will. And those go up, and those are only available at hmbradio.com and on the podcast RSS feed. So if you have an iPhone or a Google phone, whatever, you can click the podcast app, whatever you use, search HMB Radio, all one word, Tampa Bay. Click subscribe. Make sure that that's subscribed so you get all of them, you know, at once, just coming into your feed. You don't have to search for them. Tell a friend about it if you like it. That really helps. Word of mouth is the best form of advertising. Give it a review while you're there. Tip, 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 type, type. Say, hey, this is good. I like it, or something. You know, be a little more creative than that. But if you do those things, it really just... you know, helps me out tremendously and helps the podcast out. So, you know, I appreciate you doing that. And also, what really helps us out here is our sponsors. And I want to give a very special thank you to my friend Sumi Fink, real estate consultant with Charles Rutenberg Realty. She found me my apartment. I told you that before. There's places all over St. Petersburg, Tampa Bay, that are for rent. You can buy. You can sell. Anything you need to do with real estate, I suggest Sumi Fink. She helped me find this place. She can help you find your dream home. Give her a call at 727-488-3729 and visit her on Facebook at Sumi, S-U-M-I, Fink, F-I-N-K, Real Estate. click the like button, and she's got all her listings. And if you're in the market, maybe to buy a house, and she's got all the listings go up on Facebook there. So do check that out. Thank you very much. All right, so what do you all think about this? You know, with the little scooters, the electric scooters? When I was down in Fort Lauderdale in Miami during Memorial Day weekend, I saw them all over the place, and I'm teetering on this because part of me is like, that's awesome. Those look really fun to ride. And the other part of me goes, those are totally douchey. I don't know what the deal with those are, but for some reason, they just scream douche. But St. Petersburg City Council could put e-scooters on the streets before 2020. This from Creative Loafing Tampa. The news comes after the city's Housing, Land Use, and Transportation Committee voted to move forward with the e-scooter pilot program. That said that the city council should have the first and second readings on the items in August or September. A request for proposals would probably come sometime in September, which could, and the program could be in place by late fall or early winter. The city thinks that one to three companies could put a total of 750 to 1,500 e-scooters on the streets as part of a one-year pilot program that collects trip information, incident reports, and more. When the pilot ends, one company would be chosen as St. Petersburg's sole e-scooter vendor. We saw in Tampa where the e-scooter pilot program hit downtown streets over Memorial Day weekend. Those plans could always be delayed. Officials with Housing, Land Use, and Transport said that the scooters would not be allowed on St. Petersburg city sidewalks. They would also be banned from all waterfront trail use at the North Bay Trail from Demon's Landing to Coffee Pot Park. Well, that sounds like that's where you would want to ride those things, near the water. What's the point? In a presentation, officials added that e-scooters should only travel at max speed of 15 miles per hour and have a maximum operating age of 18 and operate from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Clear labeling of the corrals would also be required. So they did those bike things. I never see anybody on those bike rental things, the blue bikes. But I see the bikes everywhere, so I'm assuming people are using them. And I guess I do see some people on them, but apparently that's a major success. I've never used them. I got the app where I can, but I don't know. I have a bicycle, so I don't really need to do that. But I guess that's cool. And, like, you know, any sort of public transport that's not a car or something, it's not using gas, I'm for it. Let's do it. Yeah, you're going to look like a douchebag on that thing. That's inevitable. But it's probably super fun to ride. Although you want to ride near the water. And who's are cops going to enforce that if you're riding on the sidewalk or whatever? Where are you supposed to ride it? The road? It's 15 miles an hour. I could run faster than that. Not me. Some people can run faster than that. I don't know. What do you think about this? 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. HMBradio.com is the website. You like the scooters? You want to ride a scooter? Don't like them? I want to know. 813-693-2124.
The homemade broadcast is on RadioSaintPete.com.
This segment of the homemade broadcast is brought to you by Truvy Salon and Spa. T-R-U-V is in victory. Y Salon and Spa, 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, right here in St. Petersburg. Look good, feel good. It's the summertime. You want to make sure you're looking your best. In your bikini, you can, if you grow your hair and get it cut long enough, you can cover your imperfections with your hair. I'm sure Chrissy can do that for you, so make your appointment today. Truvy Salon and Spa.com. And on this week's bedtime or car time, it's usually just me talking in some sort of iPad or phone, whatever I have on me at that time. I got woken up on Saturday by a visitor that I had not seen in a long time. And I used to see him a lot when I was younger, but I thought they were just extinct and gone. So we're going to find out who that visitor is and what they want and what they're doing on this week's bedtime, car time. No, this was from home. So we're going to call it, even though I wasn't in bed, I was at the counter in my kitchen. Kitchen counter time. This week on the homemade broadcast. What do you think the conversion rate, the success rate of people and religious organizations
cold calling, not even cold, cold knocking on somebody's door at Saturday morning at 9. Not at night, in the morning. What do you think the success rate of someone answering that door, getting a pamphlet handed to you, saying, you need to do this or you're going to burn, so you better do it, and then seeing that, reading it, talking to this individual who disturbed you while you're extremely hungover at 9 a.m. on a Saturday, what do you think the success rate of that is? I don't know. 0%? Has anyone ever been converted by these people knocking on the door at 9 in the morning on a Saturday while you're hungover? No. Zero. There's no way. And I thought that was the case. I don't know what the deal is. There was years and years of I didn't see Jehovah's Witnesses for years. Mormons. None of them knocking on doors when the economy was bad. Everybody was trying to find work. Now things are good again, you know. The economy's good again. So now they have time and the money to go around and knock on doors and try to get people into their buildings so they can rob them of money and time. So now that's what they do. I don't know what the upswing was, but all of a sudden, in the past year, every Saturday they're in my neighborhood. And apparently it's not even my neighborhood. It's everywhere. My friend lives down in the south, past the south side in the Skyway district. Yeah, they're in his neighborhood too, bothering them. I can't imagine that ever working. Giving him a piece of paper and saying, join this cult. And then going, okay. But then I got a and I made an Instagram about this because I was angry. I'm angry that they're wasting my time. I mean, more angry that they're wasting their time. Use your time wisely. Work smarter, not harder. Ever hear of the internet? I don't think they can use the internet. I don't know what Jehovah's Witnesses deal with technology is, but I think they're limited in some fashion. Not, like, as bad as the Amish, but I think they can't use it on weekends or something. I don't know. Get a website, asswipe. Buy Facebook ads. Russia controlled the election that way. We got Donald Trump because Russia bought some Facebook advertisements. So it works, apparently, if you ask 50% of your friends. Do that. Buy some Facebook ads. Get people in your cult. Do it that way. Work smarter, not harder. But no, they go around every weekend, knock on doors, bother people in the morning, nice and early. It's too hot. Can't walk around at noon. It's too hot in the summer in Florida. They're all wearing nice clothes. They're all wearing slacks, dresses, big women in heels walking around. I appreciate that. I appreciate you dressing up at least for it. But God, you're torturing yourself. I feel bad for you. Maybe that's what it is. They're like, maybe they'll feel bad for me because it's so hot. And this fat girl's walking around in heels, door to door, going up steps, concrete steps. That's a ticking time bomb. But they do it because they believe it. And they want to help. This is the thing, too. It's like, they believe this thing so much that they're willing to torture themselves, self-flagellate, fat girls in heels, polyester dresses, say, I want to help my fellow man. And to their fellow man is saying, you're annoying, you're bothering me. But she's going, this is for the greater good. I know what's best for you. I have the key, the truth, which is in this pamphlet, and I want to give it to you because I want to help you. That's why it's harder to be mad at these people too, because they want to, they're doing it. They're annoying you out of love and compassion. Not to just annoy you. God bless them. Thank you. That's why I heard, I was talking to a friend about this, and she didn't like when she said, oh, when people say, oh, I'll pray for you or something. I always go, thank you. That's very nice of you, and I appreciate it. I will take all the help that I can get. It's probably not going to do anything. I don't say that to them. But, hey, I appreciate it. You're going to pray for me? Thank you. You're using your time on me. And then I wonder if they actually do that. That's just a saying, right? They don't actually pray for you. That just means that, oh, you poor thing. You're so lost. I'll pray for you. Then they probably don't do it. Anyway. I can't imagine, though, hiring somebody. We get calls. Same thing. It's the Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons. Same thing with the endless sales calls. It's unbelievable. Has anybody answered the phone? Hello? Yes, hello, sir. We'd like to speak with you about your cleaning service. I get those at work 3 times a day. That's 15 calls a week. I would never hire you. You're annoying me. You're making my life more difficult. I'm trying to work 3 times a day about cleaning service. There's no... And actually, we needed a cleaning service at work. It was so filthy in there because I work in a small office during the day. But it's a small as in the... There's only 4 of us total that work in this place. And it's a house. It's like a regular house that I work in. So it's great. There's a kitchen and all that stuff. And we needed a cleaning service desperately. I'm not cleaning the place. That's not my job title. I don't have health insurance. So I'm not going to clean the house. I'm not the hired help. So I had to convince those guys to get a cleaning lady to come in. And guess what? Didn't use the one that cold-called endlessly. And I don't even think it's one. I think it's like just a bunch of them have these. And what's the success rate? 0.0001? I'd be very curious to know how many people hire people that annoy them cold calls. Ugh. That's why I was going to do sales after college, because I didn't know what else to do. And I was looking into selling life insurance. And I went to this meeting, and it was so deflating. It was so... Ugh. It was just misery. Now, when they're telling you tips, like how you can sell, and they're offering you a bunch of, now if you sell policies, you're going to make a bunch of money, but now everybody's a client now. Potential sale. Everybody you look at, they're saying, approach your family, your friends, go to them. Say, hey, I have this product. You need this product. Buy it from me. So now, you know, you can't even have intimate relationships because everybody's, you know, potential money. And there's some people that have the personality for that and can do it. I don't think I can do that. I don't think I'm equipped for that sort of activity. Sales is, you live by the sword, you die by the sword. And I think you have to sacrifice personal relationships. In some, like, you know, there's some things you'll sell that just people need and they'll just be like, yeah, I'll buy it from you. That would be okay, but, like, life insurance, that's a hard sell, life insurance. I mean, so not all sales is like that, but definitely insurance is like that, 100%. So I just want to tell Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, cleaning people, don't bother with the cold calls. It must work. Because that's why they still do it after all these years. Things are too good. We need another recession to shut this down. Would I rather be annoyed or be able to buy more BOGOs at Publix? Maybe we need a recession so we can get these people off the streets and off the phone so I can be left alone early on a Saturday morning, Sunday morning. And I can just sleep my hangover away, okay? Thank you.
You're listening to the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.
813-693-2124. Jehovah's Witnesses? Seriously? They're still around, guys. I had no idea. Now I know. The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you by Homemade Podcasts. homemadepodcasts.com. Homemade Podcasts is a media consulting company. If you want to get into podcasting as a hobby, or maybe you're a business that wants to create some sort of audio content to reach new and existing clientele, homemadepodcasts.com is the stop to go to, because it's my website and I know how to do podcasting as I'm talking to you that way right now. So I can help you if you're interested. You can leave a voice or text line or voice or text message on that line. Just say, hey, I want to get a consultation or something. Leave a message. 813-693-2124, and we can get together, hang for a little bit. That'd be fun. This week on Stay Woke, we talked a little bit about Baltimore. Oh my God, the Baltimore thing blew up this week. Everything's terrible right now. It's fun, though. It's kind of fun because you just get to watch people be... This is human nature. This is what we're witnessing. Every week, I watch some dude on CNN cry because the president said that Baltimore is terrible. That's true. Sorry. I mean, it's not great there. Frontline did an episode on Baltimore about how bad it was and how many problems the city is facing. So I know it's not nice, but unfortunately it's true. So we talked a little bit about Baltimore this week on Stay Woke. Stay Woke can be heard weeknights at midnight on 102.5 The Bone here in Tampa Bay, theboneonline.com, where they have an app. So you can get the app and you can get the show on demand, so you don't have to stay up till midnight and listen to it. You can just kind of get it on demand. And we've got a bunch of other terrific original FM talk programming on there. So do get it. Get the app. Check it out. Just search 102.5 The Bone in your podcast app or your Google Play and iTunes store. You'll be able to find it. Download it. You're going to love it. All right, so let's talk about Baltimore from Stay Woke right here on the Homemade Broadcast.
Hate to bring up, God, politics again, but what Trump said about Baltimore the other day, right?
Yeah.
He kind of said it like an asswipe. He wasn't kind about it.
What was said exactly?
He said that
it was an asshole city or something?
Yeah, pretty much. Because the guy, Cummings is his name, he's a congressman over there, he was talking smack about him and how the country's in disarray. And,
yeah.
Blah, blah. And he went, you know what, asshole? Why don't you go back to Baltimore and fix that? Because it's rat infested and it's crime ridden. Maybe you should be there in your district helping people out. And then the attack, just like, oh, you're transphobic. It was, you're a racist, because the guy happens to be a black fella, Mr. Cummings, Congressman Cummings. And it's an easy way to win. But what he said was objectively what Trump said about it being rat infested. It's a dirty city. Frontline did a piece on it about Baltimore and how much of a piece of trash it is.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of problems there.
Of course.
So now these people are, just because they hate Trump, who said it, and he said it like an ass. I get it. That's what he does. He's an ass. But it's still not false what he said, and there's plenty of evidence to back it up.
Right.
But they're still fighting this just because he said it.
Yeah.
And the way he said it. So it's kind of the same thing here.
It,
you know, if you're
strange.
A jerk about it, but you say objective reality, it's still true.
Yeah, that is strange that you could be saying a fact, but you could be saying it like a dick, and then suddenly you're at fault for saying it like a dick, even though you were speaking truth.
Right. And I think that's the qualm, because they pulled a... This is the thing, too. Like, they have access to everything now, and there's people with a lot of time on their hands. So they found a Bernie tweet from 2016 saying Baltimore's got a lot of problems.
Yeah,
and it's terrible.
I did see that. Okay, I did see that. So that's where they were drawing that comparison from. And
that's where they were drawing
for.
The comparison. So, I mean, this is not like a new thing. Like, this has been reported on for many years. Just like San Francisco's got Dookie all over it.
Yeah, you could look at any stats ever, and obviously one of the most crime-infested places in the country is Baltimore.
Yeah.
Like, Baltimore, Chicago, Detroit.
Did you see the CNN anchor cry?
No.
This dude, this is how crazy it's gotten. He got really upset because Trump said Baltimore sucks, and he had to stop, and he got teary-eyed, and he said, I'm for Baltimore. And he's like sniveled, and it was so humiliating.
That happened today?
And it's like, it happened over the weekend, I think.
I gotta check this
out.
Oh,
it's really good. Yeah. I'll find it for you. I'll put it up. But yeah, this guy started crying over this, and it's like, Those are crocodile tears, number one. You're not crying. You're just trying to do that dramatic thing to try to make an emotional argument to get somebody on your side.
Sure.
Like, and it's like, oh, okay, do you live in Baltimore now? No, you don't.
Why? Why is that?
Because it sucks. Yeah. And you wanted to leave. So you got out. Good for you. And I know it's not a nice thing to say, but we need to be able to say objective realities. And maybe you can say them in a nicer way. I guess you can make that argument. But you can also say, I hear your point. You're also kind of a jerk.
Yeah, that shouldn't be part of the argument. That could just be more of like a request or maybe more of a way of trying to persuade someone to see your point of view. But as far as like the truth goes, and I've had people do that to me as well, and I'm sure that's happened to you too, where I'll say something and instead of someone coming back at me with an argument, they're just like, oh, you're a heartless piece of S.
Exactly.
I'm like, well, that's not that you're just being rude and that's not an argument. That's not making me, you're not convincing me with facts. So I'm just going to go home and be like, oh my God, you're right. I really am like, I have no compassion for anyone and I have no regard for anyone and I'm just a bad person. No, that's not an argument. You're just insulting me. And I see, and I hate to say it, but I see it happen. The left do it a lot. And not everyone on the left, but that's a tactic that they use. Oh, well, you're racist. So, well, obviously. No, if someone starts an argument with well, obviously, with well, clearly. No, that nothing is clear. Nothing is obvious. Please explain further.
Yeah, it's always weird when these people can read other people's minds. When they know what's going on and they're, no, we know what you really meant. You go, I don't think you do.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you what I really meant. No, we right. know. And then it's another way just to discount an argument. You have to do the equal parts, or maybe I don't even know if it's equal, but you have to have some heart with your head. You got to make sure you have your head and are using that thing because it'll tell you knowledge. Mm-hmm. And maybe you can mold that knowledge in a compassionate way to actually try to fix the problem instead of just saying, no, this problem doesn't exist, and you shove it away.
It's strange because like politics and emotion are so intertwined. But like if you look at something as objective as, say, medicine, right, the practice of medicine, oftentimes you have it where you, I think it's even just like common practice where you should not have any family members as your patients, right? Because you're going to start using your heart and not your head, and you're going to be treating them. Maybe if you see them in a lot of pain, you're prescribing them tons of pain meds when in reality, they need to experience a little bit more pain and be a little bit more in discomfort so that they can eventually get better. Like it'll be better for them down the road. But you as a family member hate seeing them in pain and you just prescribe them more drugs. Like I'm assuming those are the sorts of things that happen when you treat your own family members, which I feel like it's kind of common practice where you should not have a family member as a practitioner or as a patient. Mm-hmm. That's not what you should be doing. I feel like that sort of divorce between what you should be doing, your practice and your emotion, should kind of spill over into politics a little bit, where you should say, listen, it sucks that, you know, Baltimore is a piece of S, but I mean, I'm sorry if you're from there. I'm not trying to insult you, but these are the facts. There's lots of crime. It's a dirty city. What can we do to make it better?
And that seems totally reasonable. But reason doesn't win out. David Hume talked about this in like the 1700s when he wrote his philosophy of, the moral philosophy or whatever.
I have no idea.
But he was saying that reason does not, like emotion will win out over reason. And then he went on to explain why that was the case. I don't have the IQ for that. But it's a very long book if you want to read it.
I don't.
I don't either. But they pointed this out in a long time. And then Kant came along and goes, okay, so we need to find a way to have, his thing was, we need to find the moral tenets of what religion teaches us and just take the Jesus out of it, but kind of use that. So he was trying to build that. But it's just knowing that man is unreasonable, even though we have these capabilities within us for ultimate reason. There's these guys that come along and they're just like, you know, but then are you using all your head and not your heart there? And what's the combination should be?
Your brain is extremely compartmentalized, you know, and you have a very much a primitive lizard brain closer to the center. And then more towards the front, the prefrontal cortex is where all the kind of high cognitive functioning happens, all the reason. And sometimes you're not using that when you're making decisions and you're being impulsive and you're being emotional. So I do want to get to this thing, though, because we did tease it and I feel like people need to know, especially if it involves their health. I was talking about something that can make you sick and it has nothing to do with your diet, nothing to do with exercise, nothing to do with technology. If you are a grudge holder, you could be killing yourself, Will.
Uh-oh.
Says here, most of us have harbored feelings of resentment after being hurt or deceived. It seems justifiable to do so, particularly when the pain was unexpected and feels utterly undeserved. But a close look at grudge holding shows, however, that the only person who suffers is the one who holds the grudge. And it can be making you sick, man. Making you sick. It's like drinking poison, it says, and expecting the other person to get sick. So we need to kind of let it go, let things go, which is really hard for me, and I feel like it's even harder for you to let things go, because I feel like you should be able to hold the information of the grudge without the emotional baggage. Does that make sense? Like, I forgive you, but I'm not going to forget what happened. Sure. That's, I feel like, how you should approach a grudge. Just be like, listen, I never want to do business with you again, but I forgive you for what you did to me.
Oh, I'll hold a grudge for so long that I don't remember what the grudge was.
Right.
I just know that I have this bookmark.
You hate that person.
Not hate.
Or
but
dislike, whatever.
I just have a grudge.
Disdain.
I don't even know if it's hate. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but I just know. We got a problem.
It's a distaste.
Okay? Because
yeah.
I had that with my friend one time, Adam, and we didn't talk for years. And then one day we started chatting, and I was kind of like, you know, doing that thing. And
Black lady!
I couldn't remember what I was mad at him for, about. And then it turned out I wasn't even mad. It was just something that I convinced myself of, that we needed to have this sort of grudge against each other. Now we're friends again. That's cool.
Is
but it,
it
took.
It's not the same though, right?
It's not. Yeah, we took years off.
Yeah.
And you forget what was I mad at you about? I don't even remember. What a waste.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I hate that I am a grudge holder, and I feel like it's really important to let things go, especially when it comes to anger, especially in, you know, past relationships. I had a falling out with a friend of mine about, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, and a good friend, like, up there in the inner circle. And she did one thing to piss me off, and we tried to reconcile. She refused to apologize. I thought she was being, you know, a bitch. And we just left it at that. And then I moved away. This was back in Detroit. And and that was it. And I remember I was listening to Tony Robbins one day, and he was talking about going back into your past and, you know, reaching out to somebody that you just stopped talking to because of something stupid. And it was admittedly over something very small, very stupid, but something that I just thought was like really rude on her part. Whatever. It doesn't matter what it is. We don't have enough time to talk about it. But I ended up reaching out to her, writing her a message after listening to Tony Robbins. It took me about a month to do it. I thought about it. I sat on it. I'm like, she would never reach out to me. Why should I reach out to her? And I go, I think it's just good. Like, she's about to get married. And then I saw, you know, she got pregnant. And I just was like, I'm completely missed out on all of this. Like, had we continued on, I probably would have been a bridesmaid. You know, I probably would have been there for the birth of her son. Like, I missed out on a lot because we had a stupid falling out and just completely stopped talking. And then I moved away. And it was really sad and kind of like on my mind. And so I reached out to her. And now we're, you know, I mean, I feel like we've squashed it, whatever. We didn't really address. I addressed that there had been something that happened, but we didn't go back into it. Like, you know, it was a long time ago and it was something stupid. So, and it made me feel a lot better about it. So now when I see her on Facebook, like, you know, I'm not overwhelmed with just hatred, you know, or not hatred, but, you know, like, God damn you.
Whatever that is, the grudge.
The grudge.
I wouldn't even call it hate or disdain or anything. Just that, it just sits there. That little rock, that little pebble in your shoe.
Yeah, there we go. 813-693-2124. Stay woke. Midnight 102.5. The Bone. HMBRadio.com. Make sure you check that out for news. New podcasts that come out Thursday and Friday. Either or sometimes. There's always new content. I'm trying to get something up there at least a few days a week when I get a little bit of downtime. So do check that out. Subscribe to the podcast. Tell a friend about it. Follow me on social media. Home_made_man on Instagram and Twitter. And HMB Radio on Facebook. You can follow Radio St. Pete at Radio STPETE, Radio St. Pete on Twitter and Instagram. And you can find them at RadioSt.Pete.com on Facebook. Excuse me. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frankenverse Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. If you listen on podcast, I really, really, really appreciate that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's a pleasure speaking with you every week. And I hope you like it. I hope you have a fantastic week. Love one another. Unless they don't deserve it, then don't. Cut those people out of your life. You don't need that crap. Life's too short, okay? Will Koontz, HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Talk to you later. Goodbye.
Found the homemade broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.